Maestro Yannick Nezet-Séguin. This is an exciting day with all these appointments with Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think that doesn't happen by definition too often in someone's life, in an orchestra's life, and also in the tenure of a music director. It's a special moment because now I feel not only that this reassures my belonging to the family and the fact that I feel well settled after 2 years at the helm of this wonderful organization, but it also brings this freshness of a new team, bringing my ideas forward and giving us some new ideas to go in the same direction. So it's actually quite unheard of to announce three new people at the same time in a roster like this.
How do these positions enhance or further your own vision of the orchestra?
So we, in moving towards that decision, we never made a set of titles and then decide to put a name next to it. We rather the opposite. We waited to see how naturally and organically things would develop, the connections between conductors and the musicians. And at a certain point, these names became obvious, and we found a role for each one of those. Of course, the head of this role is principal guest conductor, because that will have the broadest spectrum. Stéphane Deneuve will not only conduct here in Philadelphia on a regular basis, will not only conduct in the summer, but will also lead the orchestras abroad. It might be some runouts that we call, you know, one-offs in different cities of the U.S. and maybe short tours as well. And he will also have his own voice, which he already has as a guest conductor, of how to bring audiences and the orchestra closer in introducing verbally or creating examples at the piano, things that goes in my vision but are not things I do myself. So this is really my right hand, as we say. And for Christian Massilaru, that's a different role that grew out of an extraordinarily gifted talent that has been nurtured by this institution for 3 years now. And now is so much in demand in everywhere else in the world as an international conductor, but will still, because we believe in him and he believes in us, he will still keep strong ties with the orchestra by appearing regularly. And this is a very newly designed role. Even the title is conductor in residence, the same way you have artists in residence in orchestras sometimes, or in museums. That can happen too. And Leo Kwakman, well, this is a more regular role that we nevertheless need a lot, because it's a pivotal role of being my assistant, cover conductor for other guest conductors, but also someone who will conduct family concerts, matinees, and school concerts, will also be our ear as a conductor and also the point of trust of the musicians, between the musicians and me. So that's it's not a role that's very much in the spotlight, but nevertheless so important. And the tribute to that role is to think that Christy Massilaru was himself in that role, and look who he is now. So that is very special to have all of these interacting together, and especially have all of us, four people, together in the same room today. That's also quite unusual to have so many conductors at the same time in the same city.
It is unusual. How often do you think that'll happen, and how will the creative process work?
In this day and age, it's always good to meet directly, but there's also so many ways to do that. The communication can be so fluid now it's already been fluid with all our different partners, with some Skype sessions and some telephone. And I'm still very much in charge of the decision making, but I can now, as a leader, trust that these people will carry my thinking across the season, and then we can dialogue about it. Stéphane was mentioning just now, and that was very good, that the golden age of the arts in Paris a century ago came through people wanting to talk to each other and dialogue and create new ideas just by that dialogue. And that is, I think that is something special of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
It is exciting because you don't always think of conductors as communicating with one another.
No, our position, you know, the myth of the position is still very much about the authority and being the single the decision maker. So that doesn't blend very much with team. Maybe it's a sign of the times. Maybe it's also you just have to get the right people and kindred spirits in that.
One last question. We've talked in the past about what you look for in musicians when you have auditions. And you've talked about you need to be not only a good musician, but you need other characteristics. When you're looking for people in leadership positions like this, what do you look for?
First, to be genuine. Genuine in what we believe and what they believe in, and being genuine on the podium. I think a good leader is someone who has strong ideas, but when a great leader believes strongly about something, it emanates from that person in such a natural and compelling manner that people want to follow that lead. And this is, for me, the best quality I can imagine in a conductor. And by this attitude, this is what I hope I have as a value in my own leadership, and this is why these three people were the right people to step and being the same family as mine.
It's very exciting times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.